Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Our next guest is really one of the finest broadcasters that this country has produced.
Terrific. Tremendous talent.
Since they actually started broadcasting. That's how good he is. He's got a voice to die for. He's a tremendous guy. He's come down a bit in my eyes over the last couple of days, but still, he's brave enough to come on the show, and his name is John Boog Shambi. How are you, sir?
You know, that is absolutely not how our texts back and forth go. Not
what does like that mean? What do you mean?
That type of, I mean, you're not particularly kind to me over text.
Really?
Well, you're not kind to me either. I think that's part of the je ne sais quoi relationship.
What? Oh, okay.
Well, Boog, the difference
is the usage of je ne sais quoi, by the way.
The difference here would be is that Michael is mean to you privately in text, whereas right. He would view that you're mean to him publicly in print. Michael, that you say that's true?
I think that's pretty accurate, yeah.
What do you
that's
say?
Not fair. Not fair.
All right, explain how it's not fair.
He's already sort of filed his filed his complaint. I mean, I understand. I think, to be fair, the way that conversation went was we were having a, you know, they asked me my opinion. I'm a gas bag, like the three of you. And they were asking me my opinion on broadcasting. And we were talking about the Manning cast, but we also were talking about the year I worked with Chipper. And Chipper was in his house, and I was either at my house or in the studio. And I said how hard it was to do games because we're not in the same place and trying to do a standard broadcast. And then I said, now, if we were doing fast in that regard, yeah, that would work, and that would have been really funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Were you directly asked, will the K-A-Rod cast work?
No.
All right, so
were you asked to give an opinion on it?
Say that again?
Were you asked to give an opinion on it?
No, he was more asking in terms of the idea of the concept. He gave me an idea on, like, do I like that idea? And my thought is absolutely.
See, but that's disingenuous the way he wrote the story, though, because if you see the lead to the story, many people in our business think that this is a bad combination. So he didn't even ask you about said combination.
Correct.
So he's a hack.
Not a hack.
Boog, the idea of the article is this going to work?
And then never asked
three
you that question.
People that worked at ESPN. None of them seem to have anything positive to say about Michael or A-Rod. So I'm not really sure what the heck the article was. Because it was under the pretense of, do you think it's going to work? And it came across like, well, you didn't really even have an opinion or think that it's going to work. I would call this author and call him a hack on the air.
Oh, hang. Just zip it for a second, Don. So, like, this is what happened. There were two articles written that day. So, like, I got to be big time. Like, did you see the other article?
No.
What do you mean you didn't see the other? About analytics and about all sorts of other. Now, there were two articles that he wrote about broadcasting. He wrote two different articles.
I didn't read the other one. Once I got you know, dismissed like that, I just closed my computer.
Oh, for God's sake. I'm sorry, then.
I can't
read.
No,
there were two articles written. There were two articles written that he interviewed me about probably, I don't know, a month ago maybe. So he wasn't he was writing about the future of broadcasting, and he just asked me different. That was the way it was presented. And then I would say that he took what I, the questions that I answered, and then used some in one article, I guess, and some in another.
You know what's funny, Peter, is that, you know, when I got the gig, the one of the first people I texted was John and said, would you come on and be a guest one day? That's how much I think of John Shambi.
Wow, is that really true?
Yeah.
That's true. That's true. Wow. That is completely true.
And to think you fast forward a few months and just this morning,
right.
Michael fired off an email to Jimmy Pitaro suggesting that Boog go cover the Korean League permanently in Seoul.
Now let's get to something much more important than this.
Hey, don't do that. Please don't send that email. I did my time on Korean baseball. Don't make me go back.
How could you, John, be doing a big-time basketball game, watching a marriage unravel within 3 inches of you and not even realize what was going on? An engagement.
Can I just say something? Hang on one second. Here are the two articles. One is broadcasters of today on the MLB broadcasters. I'm sensitive. Broadcasters of today on the MLB broadcast of tomorrow, applying analytics, integrating betting content, and more. And there's this magnificent picture of me and JD Martinez. Chris Singleton's in the picture. And then there's also MLB's version of the Manning cast is coming, but will it work in baseball? And I guess I was interviewed for both. So that's
No, you know, I just spoke
to my attorney, and that's all I have to say about
this. We haven't even mentioned this, Boog, but during the K-Rod cast, we will actually be gambling right there in person. Like, we'll be exchanging money. Base hit here. We're going to really incorporate gambling.
Who authored this article in The Athletic? What is
Dave
his name?
O'Brien.
Dave O'Brien, I think, is his name.
Not the other. Dave O'Brien.
Yeah, not the other Dave O'Brien who didn't say anything.
Who also,
either.
You know, Vanilla on Vanilla Crime with Fleming.
Wow.
But, Boog, I'm a friend. I don't care how you think of me. I like you. A lot. All right?
Care for him.
Now.
I like you.
An article comes out where you're being asked, at least to the reader's eyes, to critique or ask the question, will this work? A painting was depicted through this that it didn't seem like you think it was going to work. Now, obviously, you've defended yourself well and believe that it was taken out of context. I need you to say that the author of this article, Dave O'Brien's a hack. And if you don't say that, well, then I have to wonder if you really believe it's going to work or not. So the floor is yours.
Wow.
Because if it's going to say, do you like working on the Michael Kay Show? And they interview Don LaGreca. Right. And never asked me about that, so it comes across like I didn't answer the question, I'd be red hot. So, how hot are you?
Excuse me? what an interesting way to formulate that.
Clear.
All right.
You know that Don was in the hospital for 5 days, Boog, before you answer this? Five days.
You had pneumonia?
COVID pneumonia.
You sound like you had pneumonia. I mean, you sound like you're rip-roaring, ready to go.
I'm back.
That's right.
I don't come back unless I'm all in. So I just want to know, because you're a friend. I felt bad for my friend. And you got three ESPN people in an article, and none of them had anything nice to say about my guy. Now, you can defend yourself by saying they never asked you directly about Michael Kay, but still it kind of came across like here are three ESPN people, right, and none of them had anything nice to say about A-Rod or Michael Kay. Now, I don't care about Fleming and O'Brien because, as I mentioned before, it would be like if I spilled vanilla ice cream into vanilla ice cream. But you are a friend. You're a personality and, more importantly, a talent. You were misled. You were led down the primrose path. So what I need you to say right now is Dave O'Brien from The Athletic is a complete – hack-a-doodle-doo. Go ahead.
He can't say that. I don't even want to put him on the spot to do that.
No.
All right, so then that means John then has to own some of the lack of positivity for his boy.
I mean, golly. I have to own the lack of positivity. First of all, were you just sort of semi-quoting Ferris Bueller's Day Off, leading us down the primrose path?
I wasn't thinking about it, but it's so ingrained in my soul, I probably was.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
All right, so can we forget about this? I want to ask you about the Mahomes situation. Did you know it was unfolding that close to you? Because for those that don't know, Boog was doing it was in Texas Tech, and there's this viral video where it seems like Patrick Mahomes is telling his fiancée, Brittany, you know, stop with the resting B face, and she looked like she was kind of ticked off. And the picture, the still picture, it's got a grinning John Shambi as if he was enjoying the unraveling of a relationship. Did you know what was going on?
I was talking during the whole time. I wasn't enjoying it. I'm not capable of watching the monitor and seeing what he's saying and call the game. I mean, I was talking the entire time. I will tell you this. That was a very humbling experience. I say tongue-in-cheek, but, like, the amount of people that reached out to me who I hadn't heard from in, like, a while, and they were like, hey, look, it's you. I was like, yeah, I do games on TV. They were all, like, kind of like, hey, there he is. And I'm like, well, what snuck up on you? That I mean, yeah, I'm in the picture. What? I mean, good Lord, that got me more attention than I could even think of during 87 basketball games.
If you knew what was going on, could you have really helped the two of them? Because you're a conciliatory guy.
I am. I mean, I told him down in front once because he was standing a lot.
Okay.
And I really did. And he smiled. I think that I'm gentle. I think I'm sensitive. I'm an empath by nature. I do think that I probably could have helped a little bit. I do. Yeah.
I believe you could have as well. Before we let you go, what do you think about the lockout? Thoughts? How long do you think it's going to go?
I feel so silly, doesn't it, to predict it?
Right.
Like, do you have a strong opinion on it?
Well, I think at least April,
You think we're not playing April?
I don't think we're going to play in April.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that the owners are aligned?
No, that's the problem. It's owner against owner. That's why I laugh when people blame Manfred.
Right, totally, completely. My suspicion is, I mean, do you honestly think that for what the players are asking for specifically in this go-around, do you think the Yankees or do you think the Steinbrenners or Steve Cohen, like, I think they would just give the players what they're asking for right now.
Of course, but it's the small market teams that are holding the sport hostage.
Well, here's the question. Who is the Max Scherzer of the owners right now? Like, the big market owner that really wants to go to war for the little guy. Is there?
Well, they're doing it, but I don't know that there's anybody that I don't know of anybody that believes it. No, I don't.
It's bad. Awful.
I really don't.
Are we okay, Boog? I mean, I'm a little hurt, but I still love you.
I
love you guys. I feel like normally I'm, you know, like I feel like you struck me on the barbecue and spun me around a little bit. Normally I feel like I deliver a little bit more. I don't feel like I did today. Normally, you know, we're kind of yucking it up a little bit, and we just it wasn't there. You know, I mean, sometimes just. I mean, whatever. It's just I'm gonna be a bad guest. Just that.
No, you're a terrific guest, and you defended yourself well, so nobody's mad at you. Boog, bye. I was upset yesterday, but you were obviously I'm sorry. This article went nowhere. It was an article to find out about whether you think it's going to work, and they never asked you about that.
You know,
I think that's
maybe
a bad job by him.
Yeah, you know, we have to get the writer on. That's who our problem is with.
You think so? That's given.
I think we drop it because nobody really cares.
The
K Rod thing is going to be a huge success. Watch,
and everyone's going to hate watch it anyway.
Right.
So
that's what we're hoping for.
I mean, let's be honest. A Rod is not a widely loved person, and neither are you. So what are we going to get? A lot of hate watching. But guess what? Not this group. I think Boog stands with me and Don that he'll be love watching.
Right.
Well, Boog's going to be doing the radio at that time.
True.
That's right. And Boog would throw his hat in his ring with Chipper Jones if they made a change.
Right. Right. He and Chipper are ready if they make a change.
Yeah, that part was very, very clear that he thinks. That was, by the way, Boog, that was right up my alley. That, I related to that. That's the kind of thing I would do in an interview is just say, you know what would be great? Me. I need a TV show. You're a man after my own heart.
Because I've actually made it known that, like, if they were ever thinking of getting rid of you, I would be interested in your role on the show.
Hey, well, right back at you. I'd love to do Sunday Night Baseball on the radio. Be a part.
Well, Mr. Shambi, thank you for coming on and having
thank
fun
you.
With us.
Bye, you guys.
Bye-bye.
I really do.
Love you.
Bye.
Boog, bye.
Don taking a prosecutorial bent.
Well,
sounds
like it was just a poorly written piece. And if I'm Boog, I'm red hot because I was misrepresented.
I think Boog knows the writer. That's why he wouldn't say.
Well, then you know what? I know a lot of people too. Trim the bush.
I've been telling you that for years. You
know. You know. Let's start losing people. You know what I'm saying?
We'll be back. Take some phone calls. 1-800-919-3776. It's Kay LeGreco-Rosenberg and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.